WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Palestinian health officials claiming more than 100 people are dead after an Israeli airstrike on a school that was sheltering people in Gaza City. Israel has disputed the death toll and claimed there was a Hamas command center at the site. The investigation just getting underway into the crash of a passenger plane in Brazil on Friday. The plane fell from 17,000 feet in a spin, something ABC News aviation analyst John Nance says appears to have been the result of a stall.
When we talk about a stall, we're simply talking about a situation in which the airflow over the wings no longer has enough speed to produce lift, and consequently, the airplane now is not flying towards the ground, it's falling towards the ground.
Authorities have recovered the plane's data recorder that could aid in determining a cause. The remnants of Debbie finally moving out of the U.S. after crawling up the East Coast this week and unleashing severe weather and flooding, the storm drenching New York, Pennsylvania, and other states. This is ABC News. Hundreds turning out in Ferguson, Missouri on Friday to mark the 10th anniversary of the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown, whose death prompted civil unrest in the city.
Community members, lawmakers, and activists showed up for the march and remembrance ceremony for Michael Brown. Among those was Bianca Austin, the aunt of Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old woman who was fatally shot by Louisville police back in 2020.
Change. Remember that.
More events are planned throughout the weekend to mark the 10th anniversary. Jill Enders, ABC News, St. Louis.
The FDA has chosen not to approve the use of a pharmaceutical version of MDMA, also known as ecstasy, as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. The FDA instead requesting additional clinical testing amid controversy over the existing clinical studies. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kamala Harris's rapid rise is raising new questions about how future presidential campaigns might be run. Mike Mohn reports.
Analysts say Harris was able to quickly garner party support after President Joe Biden opted not to accept the Democratic nomination. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz says in the past half century, these campaigns have typically unfolded after the midterms. But he wonders if a new mindset will take over.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
Schultz says another domino that would need to fall is getting the states aligned with their presidential primaries and having most of them held in late spring and early summer. In its polling from 2016, 2020, and this year, the Pew Research Center says a majority of respondents felt election coverage fatigue in the latter stages of the presidential race. Schultz suggests shorter presidential campaigns could also open the door to renewed interest in the party conventions.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
And while shorter campaign cycles might resonate with voters, some experts say it will be hard to overhaul the marathon approach to seeking the White House because of the money needed to carry out a successful bid. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the low 50s. Sunshine 77 for Sunday. 77, a few more clouds on Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 81. Slight chance of a storm Wednesday with a high of 80.
Currently 53 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back. So Troy from Madison says, left of the dial from The Replacements. That's a good one, Troy. I have to say, I don't remember that one, and I guess that's part of the game here. A lot of these are forgotten songs, but I appreciate all the contributions. Troy also adds, Howard Jones, No One to Blame, just so 80s. That is. You know, and Troy, that song kind of, I don't know why, reminds me of True from Spandau Ballet, which I always liked. That was just such a mellow song, and I don't know, maybe we were all soft in the 80s. Stuart, you contributed some of those.
The one that I'm kind of carrying on this thread is the captain of her heart.
Oh man, yeah,
no idea who sings it, just that what you said just kind of triggered that in my mind, but who forgot about that one? I did.
That was a kind of a cool tune, though. It had like a jazzy or bluesy kind of feel to it.
On a boat with the video for that, I think.
Yeah, totally. And I am not a boatsman, but I totally appreciate a video shot on a boat. You can be.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna go yacht rock, you might as well go full bore, I guess.
That was the original yacht rock. Do you think yacht rock would do Smuggler's Blues, Stuart? That was a gorgeous line. I just want to say.
I've been waiting for that one.
I bet you were. I teed you up, and you were like, oh, yes.
Well, there's a reason I read about Glenn Frey at like 6 months ago to brush up on, well, what was this guy up to? Because, again, I saw the Eagles like probably within the last year in Milwaukee, and then you go start running down that train. And it's like, well, what did Glenn Frey do? I remember him from that, and why did they break up? So that's where it's fresh.
You know, he did like I loved that song, The One You Love, but then he did like Smuggler's Blues, and he did The Heat Is On from like, I think that was one of the Axel Beverly Hills Cop movies. So he had kind of some cheesy songs just written for movies, but I don't know. He was certainly capable of writing a good song, too.
Well, I think he wanted to be a movie star, too. I think maybe that was part of his
right. Right. Here's Jim from Appleton says, The Motels, Suddenly Last Summer. Great song. That is a great one, Jim. And The Motels had another hit, too. Only the Lonely. They had two. They were a twofer band. They had two great songs. That's a great one.
Not Roy Orbison, right? It's a different one, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's I'm not going to sing it, Stuart.
Come on, Pete. You're going on vacation. People will forget. You'll be gone for a week. Go ahead.
Okay, so how's it go? Goes, we walked like each other. Something. We smiled. Only the lonely. Only the lonely.
Yeah, that was a bunch of 80s. That was in a bunch of 80s movies.
Yeah. That was a great one. So, all right, Conrad, let's hear some of the song I just talked about. You know this one, Stuart? I think I mentioned it already, but let's just play like a minute of it. The storm's breaking, so it seems, with a younger reason to go on. All right, you can lower it. That's Brian Ferry from Roxy Music. I know I already mentioned, I did want to hear part of it, though. He has great movie music.
Yeah, I can see some sort of montage at the end.
Did you see people, 9 and a half weeks?
People admitting their wrongs and running into each other's arms, yes.
Right, exactly. That was pretty much the movie.
And
Brian Ferry had a song in Sofia Coppola's movie, Lost in Translation with Bill Murray. And he just has great movie music. All right, let's move to country because I know you're a fan of country. You sent me some country tunes, and I have a couple, not as many as you. You're probably much more
80s country and 80s country now. My case go way beyond the 80s, but that's where I was raised. And my mom was from Texas, and my daddy's from Tennessee. So
oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite, and who is kind of forgotten in your mind?
Of the 80s, I mean, I don't think Alabama has been forgotten, but I'm not sure right. Alabama has the recognition that they should have as far as like American like music and where they stand and everything. I mean, they got more than 40 number one hits, and it's quite a resume that Alabama. Yeah, they put out an album in the mid 90s with their 40 number one hits. They're probably up over 50 by now, but yeah, they're a legendary act that I don't know if they get the recognition that they should.
Do you know the comedian Todd Barry?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Todd Barry.
He does a great joke about box sets. He's like, I don't get these box sets. If you're a fan of the band, you already own every album. No one is sitting there going, you know what? I don't own anything by the Oak Ridge Boys. I think I'd like to own everything by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Hey, you slow down. Watch your mouth. They've got quite a collection they put out that I think two discs were just gospel. So.
Oh, wow. You've got Conway Twitty on your list too, which I remember him.
In the 80s, Conway Twitty with the shirt buttoned down halfway and the gold chains and the hair coming out.
He had some great songs. I remember he was in Casey K. And that's what I love about the top 40 then. I think they had separate countdowns, but the top 40 could have country in it. It could have R&B, rock, pop. You know, it was just a great, you just heard more of these different genres then, I think.
Oh, and Conway Twitty, I think it was in the 80s when he put out the cover of Slow Hand by the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, wow. Nice memory.
You need love with Slow Hand. That was a good one. He did Tight Fitting Jeans. That was another classic.
Do you know the band Restless Heart?
Oh, of course. Love Restless Heart.
The Bluest Eyes in Texas. I think it's late 80s. Love that song.
Yeah, that's a great one. They had a big string of hits in the late 80s. And one of those other bands that just kind of went away. It's a good filler for your topic there. Forgotten. I mean, you forgot that whole band, didn't you?
Yeah.
When She Cries is a good one.
What was it?
When She Cries at Night and something else. And then there's another one. Oh, Why Does It Have to Be? Why does it have to be? That's a song you're going to hear in the grocery store the next time you go there. I promise you.
Oh, God.
Why does it have to be wrong or right? Why does it have to be one thing over another?
That's Restless Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. They do another one. I think that the phrase or the song on the B side of that was a song called El Dorado, which I just flipped over. And I got into this because another comedian who at the time was named Dan Whitney loved Restless Heart. And every time in my car, he would play this and I fell in love with the song. And he flipped it over, and there was a song called El Dorado, which is a true, B, almost a C-side for this conversation, but a great song.
Well, and those that are turned off from just some country, Restless Heart, I guess they would be classified as a country band, but they're not overtly country. They're not in-your-face country.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. They don't have that same sound. Here's another guy. I don't know if he's technically country. I think he might have been in the Eagles at one point. Randy Meisner. He had a song. I had myself a tall one waiting at the bar. And what was the chorus? Heart. Oh God. What was that song? I'll look it up. But anyway, that was more of a country tune, maybe not a pure country tune, but every once in a while I will hear that. And I really do like it. It's a good trip down memory lane.
Now that's the guy that did Take It to the Limit, right? And hit the note.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. So he was an Eagle.
Yeah.
All right. What about Toe in the Line? Do you remember that song?
Toe in the Line.
I remember one
Toke Over the Line.
It's Rocky Burnett, I think was his name. Hearts on Fire was the Randy Meisner song. I'm trying to, and her heart's on fire. Remember that song?
Yeah, it's some country airplay with that.
Yeah. So that's the extent of my country, but I'm just trying to hang with you here because I know you're more the, you're more the voice.
Yeah, I mean, I go back. I'm down with Hank Williams and Farron Young and stuff from the 50s and just all of it. I think I heard on your local Green Bay news that Tanya Tucker's playing in the Oshkosh area. Or
I heard that, too. I couldn't believe it. Do you have TV from the 80s that is kind of forgotten or something maybe that you like that you don't often think of anymore?
We are kind of going back and forth about cartoons. My kids are little, so I'm trying to get them to watch some of the things that I watched. And so they're watching Smurfs. They do have an updated version of Muppet Babies. I've been trying to show them the old version, but they're just hooked on like the newer one, which is all right. There's Beakers on there, so I'm fine with it. And then there's a baby Swedish Chef. So I'm all right with that. But I was going through it, and I remembered this cartoon called Heathcliff. Do you remember Heathcliff?
Oh, yeah. He was sort of like Garfield. Like Garfield kinda light.
Kind of like Garfield. And then I started looking. And again, as a kid, I don't know these things. I don't put it together. But Mel Blanc, his last original character was Heathcliff.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of the writers on Heathcliff was Chuck Lorre, the guy who did all those TV shows.
Chuck Lorre, sure.
Yeah, so he was one of one of the writers on the Heathcliff show back in the 80s, that cartoon.
Here's one more band, not to backtrack, but I kind of want to mention, but I forgot, Ambrosia.
Yes.
They were all over the radio in the early 80s. And then you just never heard, I don't even hear them on the radio anymore, like on classics stations or anything.
Well, every once in a while, you can find one of those stations doing the old countdowns. Like they'll play the Casey Kasem countdowns from like a specific week.
Can you listen to those?
I think they play them on Sirius, and I'm not sure if there's any other radio stations. But like you'd want to listen to those because you've got it locked on Civic Media stations across the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I feel like that was a great time in America. It was fun when I was a kid to listen to Casey Kasem. I don't know if I'd want to listen to like a countdown like. It might be taking you back too much, maybe.
Yeah. Again, there's a group of people online that are hardcore about this whole thing. That there's groups that just comment on this week's Casey Kasem's, and they're gonna a bunch of nerds, if you ask me. But I think that if you're gonna listen to Casey Kasem, you're gonna play the outtake. And personally, Pete, I think you should be playing that once a month.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Ambrosia, one of their biggest hits, The Biggest Part of Me. That song was in my head, and it was 1980, barely 80s, but man, that was on the radio all
You remember
the
what time. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about with the Casey Kasem outtake, right?
Where he flipped out?
Yeah. There was these requests, and I'm talking about a kid, and they tell me to talk about this dog,
That was, you know what? It's funny. Somebody else talked about that at one point, too, and I Googled it, and I think I sent it to Conrad, but I never gave context, but that's something we have to play. And Conrad,
once a month.
Right. You would have to be on your toes, Conrad, because he swears like, and it's beautiful. It's hilarious.
Yeah, do a pre-edit. And if you've never heard this, it's like it's going to shatter your whole world of Casey Kasem and Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Hey, we've kept you this long. Can you hang through a very quick break?
Let's do TV. Let's go for it. Marathon session.
All right. I got a great 80s show for you. I doubt you remember it, but I'm going to lay it on you anyway, and we can discuss that. Right. Then I'd love to know what you're watching now, too. So Stuart Waddles is here. It's a Friday night edition of Nightlight, the show before vacation, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're with me. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. and your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Feeling some 80s tonight, some 80s vacation music. Killing two birds with one stone. I will be off next week, all week, and Conrad will be here holding down the fort and playing some of our favorite moments from Nightlight over the last, we've been on 8 months now, Conrad. You know that?
Yeah.
Does it seem like longer or not that long?
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a crazy ride. So on the stream, Bill checks in and says, Eddie Rabbit and Hee Haw was fun. Eddie Rabbit's a good one. You don't hear a lot of Eddie Rabbit anymore, Stuart. Stuart Waddles is with us. He covers news for Civic Media here. He's part of our award-winning news team covering Southeast Wisconsin, and he's talking 80s tonight. And
that guy checking in over text doesn't hang out with me enough because I listen to a lot of Eddie Rabbit.
Do you really? What's your fave?
Yeah, I love A Rainy Night. The other one, I'm an American Boy. That's a good one.
What's the one where he's like stalking? The lines have been kind of deciphered over the years, and it's kind of a creepy song.
Oh, geez.
Pull that up.
I can't remember the name of it.
First Step, Take Her Out and Treat Her Like a Lady.
Oh, yeah. Step by Step.
Step by Step. Right. And
he did You and I, the duet.
Yeah. He did some great stuff. That song could be perceived, Step by Step, as a little creepy, though.
Yeah, but have you seen Eddie Rabbit? He was a handsome fellow. How could you say no?
He's not my type personally. I'm more of a Glenn Campbell guy. But She Walks By, You Don't Know. I have to find these lyrics. We'll do a deep dive on those next time. But
yeah, Eddie Rabbit. Yeah, he wrote some songs too. I think I don't know if he wrote Kentucky Rain, but he had. I think he was in on that one, and he wrote for Millsap too. He wrote a couple of songs for Ronnie Millsap, who should be mentioned as well if we're talking about 80s country.
Ronnie Millsap, Smoky Mountain Rain, right?
Yeah,
that's a great song.
He could probably put out a 40 number one hits too. He had a bunch of them.
Okay, so let's do TV. What do you remember from? I assume you remember Family Ties, although that was kind of a hit show. Do you have forgotten TV shows or TV shows you really dug?
We kind of talked about it last time. Perfect Strangers was a good one that I remember.
Yeah.
It was Larry Aplotan. It was in Chicago, so
yes.
Kind of local. I still kind of go back. I watch The Cosby Show every once in a while. I'm not sure if that's going to get me ostracized, but it's just a good family show that at the time, who knows what was going on, but
at least
it's hilarious when Rudy and the little neighbor kid get the juicer going and then run off. Hilarious.
Right.
Kenny and Bud. Call me Bud.
Wow. You watched it longer than I did. I didn't really watch. I watched like the first season or two. And then I found
it was appointment television. I mean, it was my kindergarten, first, second grade. Everybody had like those little girls they had on there doing the slapping of the hands. They did like the meese and the man at a beep, a top, a dip. Like the next day on the playground, everybody was doing it. It was like, again, you kind of look back to think, well, what are people doing now that everybody did like back then? And you don't kind of see that. And I think that's kind of, you see that in society where people are kind of disconnected and broken apart as a whole.
For sure. I have two I want to throw at you, and I'll see if you remember. I doubt you'll remember one. You'll probably remember the other. The first one is Three's a Crowd. It was a spinoff from Three's a Company, but it might have been a spinoff from the other spinoff, Jack's Bistro, or what was the John Ritter has?
Well, it was just Jack's Bistro was what he ran in Three's a Crowd.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that was his restaurant where he had the funny chef with him, and then
the surfer,
the girlfriend, their fiance's dad was a comedic foil.
Right. He was the guy from Soap, Richard Burton, maybe, or
I don't know Richard Burton, but yeah, it was something
not
like
Richard
that.
Burton,
but it was they included all of those spinoff shows when they sold the syndication packages in later years. So as they got into syndication, they inserted the Ropers inside of where it was in the timeline, and then they also put in the show at the end, of the syndication.
Okay. And it says, this little blurb I have here says, this show and Three Is Company ended. Both shows were hurt by airing at the same time as the A-Team and the powerhouse personality that is Mr. T.
So yeah, that'll do it. Well, and don't forget about Murdoch.
What's Murdoch?
He was the crazy guy, wasn't he? Or was Murdoch the crazy man?
I don't remember Murdoch. Oh, from the A-Team. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I ain't getting no playing, Murdoch. No crazy man.
All right, here's another one. I'm so curious to find the show. It is not available anywhere. It had great production value. I remember watching it in high school, and it was a show called, it was a Canadian mystery show called Night Heat. And it was set in a newspaper, I think, that covers the night beat, the cops. And they follow the cops around and the cops' cases. It was so well done, and I cannot find it. And the actors were great, and the writing was great. I'm so curious to see if it holds up. Have you ever heard of that show?
Where did this air? What do you remember watching it on back then?
It was. I remember seeing it in my dorm and a little bit in high school, just on late night. It was like, I want to say like 11 o'clock on like one of the, whatever the CW was back then.
Huh. Or no, the WB. Don't remember that one.
Yeah. I've been kind of looking for this show. I mean, you know, there's so much content, but all these platforms still need content. I feel like it's going to show up at some point unless they've lost like every deliverable or whatever. But I feel like at some point it's going to pop up.
I somehow find myself into these groups online. Like I got into a 90210 subreddit. And
it sounds obscene.
Don't ask. But there's conversations within these subreddits about missing episodes. So there's people on there. I'm trying to go find season 5, episode 3, but it's not on the streaming service where all the rest of them are. So there's some that they're plucking out for whatever reason.
Well, they did that with The Office.
Yeah, and 30 Rock, too.
Right. That's just, it's a shame. I mean,
it is, because you're going to start plucking things out, and you're not going to be left with anything at all.
Well, and not, I don't want to be like, I'm not that guy that, like, when the Redskins changed their name, I remember hearing white people say, well, it's not offensive. Well, it's not to me or you, but if someone really has a beef with something, okay, let's take a look at it. But, you know, I don't get that. That I just don't understand. It's like they plucked it without people making a big stink about it. If no one's protesting, who cares, right?
Right. And ultimately, I think it comes down to whatever the market will allow. So if they weren't making money somehow, then it ain't going to fly. So then they're going to shut it down. So I think that's
right.
Ultimately where it ends. And as a kid from around here, if we're talking 80s shows, Mr. Belvedere, of course.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So with the uke. Have you ever heard of have you ever Belvedered? You know that story?
What's that?
Oh, there's a story going around that on the set one day, Mr. Belvedere came in and sat down, and he sat down on
the twins.
Part of his, yeah, and it was hurting so bad it swelled up, and he had to leave the set, and he was in pain for 2 or 3 days, and they heretofore call it Belvedering.
Yes, I have heard of that. I'm sad. As you get older, that's an issue. You know, but
yeah,
I don't want to go into too much detail.
I can imagine.
That was worth it. I wanted to hopefully get in under the wire. It's not going to happen, but your Al Molinaro story. So let's save that for next time because Belvedere, that was perfect. And you've given me the smuggler's blues with your appearance on Nightlight tonight. Thank you so much, buddy.
If I can make Pete Schwab a laugh, then I've succeeded.
That was beautiful. That's going to be our promo. Conrad, did we cut that?
Yeah, I just whipped it up right now.
Change my voice, though, to saying the funny part and Stuart to me. Okay, perfect. Stuart, thank you so much, buddy. Have a great night. We'll do it again.
Hey, have a good vacation, bud.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles. Check him out here on Civic Media, part of our news team covering Southeast Wisconsin and just an all-around good guy. So it is a Bar Band Friday night. You know what that means. Terry Barr is coming up next with new music, and we might just share some new music with her, too. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Palestinian health officials claiming more than 100 people are dead after an Israeli airstrike on a school that was sheltering people in Gaza City.
Israel has disputed the death toll and claimed there was a Hamas command center at the site. The investigation just getting underway into the crash of a passenger plane in Brazil on Friday. The plane fell from 17,000 feet in a spin, something ABC News aviation analyst John Nance says appears to have been the result of a stall.
When we talk about a stall, we're simply talking about a situation in which the airflow over the wings no longer has enough speed to produce lift, and consequently the airplane now is not flying towards the ground, it's falling towards the ground.
Authorities have recovered the plane's data recorder that could aid in determining a cause. The remnants of Debbie finally moving out of the U.S. after crawling up the East Coast this week and unleashing severe weather and flooding, the storm drenching New York, Pennsylvania, and other states. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Willie Adames comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Reds last night, 8-3 in Milwaukee, thanks to shortstop Willie Adames coming up with a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning. Adames has hit a home run in the last four games and was asked about his goal to play in every game this season for the Brewers.
I mean, I work hard during the offseason. I prepare myself to try to play every day.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this afternoon. Seventh-round pick Michael Pratt, quarterback out of Tulane, will get plenty of snaps in the game and says he will dedicate his performance to his older brother David, who passed away last summer.
My big brother David, he was definitely the biggest fan, and I know he'll be watching. You know, just having the family there and, you know, getting to celebrate his life and celebrate, you know, what he loved to watch, which was my sister and I playing sports. So definitely means a lot to me. Definitely excited to have that opportunity and, you know that he's watching.
That's Packers rookie quarterback Michael Pratt with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the low 50s. Sunshine, 77 for Sunday. 77, a few more clouds on Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 81. Slight chance of a storm Wednesday with a high of 80.
Right now, it's 52.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Tune into the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll react to the news from the weekend and talk about the issues impacting us all. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday before I check out for a week. Trying to give you guys as much show as I can tonight so that you can keep it with you all week, even though we'll be here next week playing some of our favorite moments from Nightlight until I get back on the 19th. Here's a text that came in. Conrad's mom checking in. You talk about Casey Kasem. Don't forget about American Bandstand. Loved listening and watching that show. That's a great pull. And that's an 80s show. That might have started in the 70s, but yeah, that's a great one, Paula. Thank you so much. Sort of a forgotten about one. And that was our theme tonight. So if you have a great song that people forgot about in the 80s, you're welcome to share it. You can still get it in Under the Wire here, and we'll read it on the radio. Right now, I'm very excited. This is my favorite segment of the week, and it's our last segment of the week. It's Bar Band Friday Night with Max Inc. host Terry Barr, and she joins us now. Terry, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? And happy almost on vacation.
Thank you. It's been so long, and here's the weird thing. I've been pretty much self-employed my whole adult life. Like, my adult life has been a vacation because I love what I do. And I've had a couple bosses when I was a staff writer on a job.
So
I'm freaking out because this is the first serious corporation I've worked for. And I'm like, did I do everything? Did I fill out this? Did I do that? Very nerve-wracking. So, but it is, I've been here a year and 4 months now, and it's time to take a week, and it'll be fun.
Good for you.
Thank you, Terry.
The whole family? Are you doing something fun or just chilling?
We're mixing it up. We got a wedding, then we're going to go somewhere, and then hopefully just chill out on the last weekend, but some time at home, too. It should be fun. So, yeah, it'll be a great week. And, but I will miss you next week, but we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll play, Conrad can put a best of Bar Band piece together for next Friday.
Sounds great.
Yeah. How are you?
I am good. Conrad and I, when we first spoke on the phone, I said, how are you doing? Oh, it's always good. It's always good. But I think all of us kind of felt good thing it's Friday.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks, I guess.
It has been, I think, maybe for all of us. So we're in a good spot. It's almost here.
Well, this has become such a fun segment. and if it's okay with you, you are the music expert. But we had a band on last night called Radio for Pets. And we would love to play a minute or two of them for you as well.
You're going to bring me some new music. I love
Maybe, and maybe you've already heard of them. I don't know, but I told them about you, and I thought they were they ended up staying in the studio for an hour, and they performed four songs, and they were just fun. So why don't can we do that first, and then we'll get, because Terry's got some heavy artillery here. We have two songs again, which I love.
We can sample them both.
Yeah, the band is Cat and the Hurricane, so we'll get to them. But do you mind hearing just a quick clip?
I would love it.
All right, Conrad, let's play a little. This is a song called Fake Tats. They were on the show last night, Radio for Pets.
I am a little difficult. You are a saint.
And I was just wondering if you wanted to accompany me down to the beach later. Maybe we could grab some brewskis or something. I think you're a really cool person.
We might be broke, but who cares? We got blue sky and fresh air. Besides that, wine and weed are cheap. Swear like a sailor at sea. You're always yelling at me.
One,
my bad timing.
All right, so it was just a little sampler of Radio for Pets and the song Fake
That
Pets.
That is so much fun.
Isn't that a fun song? And it's very sweet lyrics. You know what, Terry? They were in here last night, and they adapted that and made it more studio-friendly. It was more acoustic, and that was great, too, because I listened on the way home on Spotify, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like they're very good musicians. Really fun band.
That was great. And I love where they kind of go into the little, you know, speaking parts. Yeah. What a great change up. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I feel like we just kind of, you know, you're so great about sharing music with us. Just wanted to introduce
well,
you to
I'm
those
jealous.
Guys.
Yeah, I want them on our show now.
I'll send you some
stuff.
You're going
to have to chase them
down. Absolutely. So, all right, let's talk about Cat and the Hurricane. I love that title, too, and I love both of these songs you sent. What can you tell us about them?
Oh, good. I almost feel like Cat and the Hurricane and Radio for Pets could go on tour together.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting you say that. When I was listening, I was like, boy, this is a great night to show Terry a little bit of this other band, too, because they have a really cool energy.
Well, the cool thing I think about Cat and the Hurricane, it's Cat, Alex, and Benjamin.
Yeah.
Two of them met in Janesville back in 2015 and formed this duo. When they moved to Madison, that's when they added a drummer, but they're still only a three-piece.
Really?
And you probably notice when you listen to the music, it's big. It's really full. It sounds like there's more than just three people playing. Since they moved to the Madison area, they have been playing all over the country. They did a East Coast tour. And when I say East Coast, I mean they actually played places in Brooklyn and New York City. So that is astounding. They were named Best New Artist in Wisconsin and Madison in 2020. So they've just kind of built off of all of that. Yeah, it's terrific.
Boy, that's pretty cool. So are they're on tomorrow night?
They are live in the Lair tomorrow night. They've got some new music coming out, and this will be the first time they're actually going to reveal some of the songs. The new album itself won't come out until October, but you know, it's one of those, if you've watched musicians, it's so interesting to see how they market themselves, and many go to the, I'll release one song this week, and then in 2 weeks, I'll release another song.
Yeah.
But they're going to release a couple tomorrow night and play those live in the Lair at 9 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear Conrad, my good man. I'm gonna leave this up to you as to which one we've got. Caffeine and Alcohol, they're both great songs, and Sorry That I'm Like This. I love that title. That's great. Well, let's do Sorry first. Let's do Sorry That I'm Like This
too.
Okay, here's this is Cat and the Hurricane, Sorry That I'm Like This, compliments of Terry Barr.
Can't sleep because you're on.
That's a great song.
Mm. And doesn't it sound like more than three people? They all sing.
Yeah.
They all play various instruments. So when they're recording, they can do so much to put a song together. But when they're on stage, they're contagious as far as bouncing up and down and jumping around. And they're just a great live band.
The lead singer has a really unique voice. And it's like, I don't know. It's just one of those. She is great. Kat? Mm-hmm. Is that Kat?
Yes, it is Kat.
Love the voice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really... I have to ask you something. So, and I thought about this the other day, Terry. You've been on the show now for many months, and you bring all this great music, and it's all great. Are there better bands now than there were 30 years ago, or do we just have access to them? They have an easier way of getting their stuff out there.
I think that it's the latter, because if you think 30 years ago, there wasn't, you know, the internet and Spotify and all of the ways that we can look up music now.
Yeah.
And you had to go stand in line for tickets for a show. You know, you couldn't buy that on the internet either. But I'm wondering if what is happening now, we want original music. I mean, at least I feel like that's what we're all after. We want new music. We want new bands. We want to hear this. And now we have all of this right in front of us where, you know, I say to you, hey, check out Kat and the Hurricane. Boom, you can turn around and find them in a second to listen to a bunch of their songs.
Yeah, it's so weird because it reminds me, like, when I first moved to LA and I started taking acting classes, I'm like, everybody in here is great. And I feel the same way about these bands. I can't believe there are this many bands that I haven't heard of that are this good. It's almost, I feel bad for them in a way because they need to get their stuff out there. And that's a, that's a hard thing to do. So we have part of another song from Kat and the Hurricane that Terry brought called Caffeine and Alcohol. And we will play that next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have found.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's in the movie Vacation. I mean, it's a great, it's actually a great, I think it's Lindsey Buckingham. You remember that song, Terry? You remember the movie Vacation?
Yes. In fact, I thought that's a perfect song for you. And yes, it is Lindsey Buckingham.
It is, except I'm going on a young Christian singles cruise. My family doesn't know that, but I'm going to go and reflect and read some scripture and hopefully meet some other people. Hello, Terry. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Is this Mike on, Conrad? Okay. all right. So Terry Barr is here. It's a bar band Friday night. I you don't know what to make of me sometimes, do you, Terry?
I wasn't quite sure. And I thought, well, you just never know. Maybe you're, what do you do? Immerse yourself when maybe you're trying to get a role that you want to play. So you immerse yourself into something.
Wow. Very, and you don't want to insult me because what if I'm serious, right? I get
true. And I don't want to insult any listeners that might be like, that sounds great for Pete.
I don't even know if they have those. It's just, they're just words that strung together and it sounded like something I should say. All right. So before we run out of time here, let's play a little bit of, this is the other song Terry is sharing with us tonight. It's called by the band Cat in the Hurricane. They're just great. And here's their the other song Terry shared called Caffeine and Alcohol.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I want to love. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Fear of the I saw it in lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
That was Caffeine and Alcohol by Cat in the Hurricanes. So great. Terry, you're going to have a blast with these guys tomorrow.
That's their newest song, too. That came out this spring. And in the meantime, now they're working on this new album. I think this is going to be now, they've only been together officially as a threesome since 2019. This is going to be their sixth album.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. They're cranking out great music. Yeah. Coming up, they have shows in Madison, Appleton, De Pere, and Rhinelander, even before they put out the new album. And, follow them if you want, Cat and the Hurricane.com. They are so good on socials, too.
And that's a hardworking band. If they're touring little towns in Wisconsin like Rhinelander, and that's fantastic.
Isn't that great? And then you can imagine they'll start it all over again when the new album I think it's out in October.
We should set something up where, because it would be fun to follow through and see, like, we kind of did it with Marta Hansen, but like it would be nice to see where these like Katie Scullin, where she's going to be, or post a tour list or something like that, because, you know, I feel like we introduce people to this music and it helps the band too if people know where they're going to play, you know.
Absolutely. We should do that. Yeah. We could add it maybe to both of our social medias.
Absolutely.
And just let people know how to find what they just heard.
I have to tell you, I have to share this with you before you go. This is an Onion headline. It says,
it says,
singer ad-libs little laugh at end of track to signify fun time was had.
Now you have me looking that article up when we were done.
Yeah, that's some good inside baseball for music. Hey, Terry, thank you so much. I will miss you next week, but we will get
too.
Some. We're still working on the intro, but we'll have the bar band thing. All the production value will be killer. They'll want to turn it into a mini series when we're done. So
stick let's do with it. Us.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. Have a great week and have a great night.
You happy vacation time.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye, everybody.
See you later, Terry. That's Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night here at Nightlight every Friday at 8:35, bringing us music that, frankly, for me, is the only way I find new music right now. I've got Springsteen. I've got U2. I've got all my 80s bands, some of them Stuart and I talk to, and then I've got what Terry brings us. So I'd like to thank Stuart Waddles for being on the show. Terry Barr, as always, all your texts. Oh, we have a text here I didn't read. And our question tonight was a great 80s song that was sort of forgotten, or movie, or whatever Stuart and I were talking about was fine for people to chime in. And they did. And, Bridget is checking in from the 818. This is a tough one. The Color Purple is my choice. First time as an adult that brought me to tears and I had no control. Opened my small world. Wow, some insight there into Bridget's soul. Thank you, Bridget. Here's another Onion headline I'll leave you guys with. Temu shopper disappointed by quality of $1 blender.
I don't know what they expected.
Oh, that's great. And one more quick one. Studio salvages terrible films box office numbers by marketing it as movie liberals don't want you to see. Oh, that's brilliant. Love the Onion. All right. Thank you all for a great week here at Nightlight. Tune in next week. Some of our favorites will be on. I will be back on the 19th. On behalf of Conrad, thanks for listening to Nightlight. Have a great weekend and good night, Wisconsin.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.